Hudson, media and Democrats compare U.S. Border Patrol agents to Nazis, but most are Hispanic. By Jerome Hudson on September 18, 2019. As I detail in my new book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know, Hispanics make up more than 50% of the U.S. Border Patrol agents, according to 2017 data. If you only read establishment media outlets, consumed progressive cable and network news, or trusted only Democratic and left-wing politicians, you'd probably believe that the federal law enforcement agents tasked with preventing illegal aliens, terrorists, human and drug traffickers from entering the United States were all Nazis. Near incessant headlines, hot takes, and tweets from elected officials, former Obama White House flacks, and TV pundits all painted the picture that Border Patrol agents apprehending the thousands of migrants illegally crossing the U.S. southern border were carrying out Adolf Hitler's expansion of the Third Reich. Asking to be considered a refugee and applying for status isn't a crime. It wasn't for Jewish families fleeing Germany, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said in November 2018. Comparing the waves of foreign nationals traveling in media-dubbed caravans being arrested and detained at the U.S.-Mexico border to Jews fleeing Hitler's Holocaust. Should U.S. border detention facilities be compared to Nazi concentration camps? Screeched a San Francisco Chronicle headline. Other governments have separated mothers and children. Former CIA and NSA chief Michael Hayden said in June 2018 in a tweet that featured a black-and-white photo of the Birkenau concentration and death camp in Poland. What becomes clear here is the cockeyed logic of the woke, the virtue-signaling political left, like the painfully out-of-touch Michael Hayden. Here, a four-star general who should know better chose to lecture the brave Border Patrol agents and cheapen their sacrifice and service in protecting our country's borders by comparing their selflessness to one of the most horrifying mass murders in the history of civilization. When the Border Patrol was formally established in 1924, Latino agents were few. 60 years later, they made up nearly 36% of the agency. By the end of 2017, Latinos were more 51% of the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol is the only major federal law enforcement agency in the country that has more minorities than it does whites. And yes, this is an organization that overwhelmingly supports President Trump, said Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, after a White House meeting with President Trump in January 2019. Indeed, President Donald Trump declared war on illegal immigration in no uncertain terms in 2017 when he announced a plan to hire 5,000 more Border Patrol agents and at least 10,000 more Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) officers to enforce his ambitious immigration enforcement agenda. A year later, 10 out of the 11 people taking part in the Border Patrol Citizens Academy were Latino, the LA Times reported. Most of the nearly dozen participants in the El Centro Sector Border Patrol Citizens Academy were, in fact, of Mexican descent. The El Centro Sector is among the most vulnerable regions of the U.S.-Mexico border. From October 2018 to January, El Centro Sector Border Patrol agents apprehended at least 8 illegal aliens who had been previously deported after being apprehended, most of them in California, and deported for committing sexual crimes. Many of their victims were children, the CBP reported in early in 2019. Border Patrol agents in the nation's two busiest sectors of the U.S.-Mexico boundary, El Paso and Rio Grande Valley sectors, apprehended an average of nearly 900 migrant families per day. Smugglers and traffickers have caught on that the outdated laws, lack of resources, and bad court decisions effectively gave them a free ticket into America. Former U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told the House Homeland Security Committee. Make no mistake, the problem is getting worse. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know, which hit bookshelves nationwide on September 17. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.